السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا؟ وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حفظ 10 آيات من أول سورة الكهف عصم من الدجال، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. دل سے درود شریف پڑھ لیجئے. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask and we beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His most choicest blessings upon our master, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. It has been 2 weeks now. 2 weeks since the blessed month of Ramadan has passed us. And I don't know about my brothers and my sisters listening at home, but already in my own life, personally, we are already feeling the effects of Ramadan and the barakat, the anwarat, the blessings, the light of Ramadan leaving already so quickly. So quickly it came and so quickly it went. And the tawfiq and the a'mal and the ibadat, the worships and the actions that we were able to carry out only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever little actions we were able to carry out, first and foremost we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all our actions, accepts our fasting in the month of Ramadan, accepts our salah in the month of Ramadan, accepts our taraweeh in the month of Ramadan, accepts our tilawat that we used to carry out in the month of Ramadan, accepts our sadaqat and our khairat and our giving in charity in the month of Ramadan, accepts our khidmat, whatever service we could be, whether it be physical service, whether it be monetary service, In whichever way we were able to assist any ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we beg and we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts all of our actions. But my dear brothers, now that the month of Ramadan has left us, it is a time for me to reflect in my life. And I beg all my brothers and my sisters listening to me today, that let us reflect on our lives. And it has just been 2 weeks. Just 2 weeks have passed since the month of Ramadan. Where had I reached in the month of Ramadan, and where am I now? Where had I reached in the month of Ramadan in terms of my ta'alluq and my relationship with my most beautiful Creator? And where am I now? Where do I stand now? Unfortunately, and it pains the heart to even say this, but there might be some brothers, there might be some sisters, saying that what little I was doing in Ramadan, even that's gone zero now. What little I was doing in Ramadan, even that's gone zero. And there might be many brothers, I'd say majority of us would be, that it's not gone zero, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We've not gone in a total decline. But yes, definitely the anwarat and the barakat of Ramadan was something else. So yes, there has been a slight decline. The maqsad of my talk today is, my brothers, is a reminder for myself first. And then it's a reminder for all my brothers and my sisters listening to me today, that how can I and how can we together do those actions that will keep us in that spiritual state of Ramadan throughout the year. And for that, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, His sheer grace, and His favor upon us and upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left guidelines and guidance for us in the Quran. One very beautiful surah of the Quran is Surah Al-Kahf. And this is, in terms of how the Quran is, right in the middle of the Quran. Right in the middle of the Quran, in the 15th juz of the Quran, this surah starts and it ends up in the 16th juz. And with regards to this surah, understand one thing, my brothers, very quickly, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah in the Quran has declared this kitab as a guidance, هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that if you want to be successful in this life, if you want success in the qabr, and if you want success in the akhirah, everlasting success lies in only two things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, he mentions that تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَثَّقَلَيْنَ, that I am now departing from this world. I am now departing from this world, and with my departure, wahi is also going to stop. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will no longer come down into this world with wahi. There is no Nabi after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ana khatamun nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned that I am the final Prophet. After me, there is going to be no Prophet. Now naturally, that was going to leave a certain sense of worry and a certain sense of concern for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself and to his Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That after the Nabi of Allah departs from this world, what are we going to do? The Sahaba must be thinking. And 1400 years down the line, what are you and I supposed to do? That 1400 years ago, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. So how was it possible? How is it possible that you and I are still in this masjid? Still declaring the shahada, the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now first and foremost, this is a fadl and this is a virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. That through no virtue that we have, and being so undeserved of this virtue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still granted us iman. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru. But now how do we safeguard this iman? How do we make sure we live our life with this iman? We die with this iman. We are resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with this iman. And how do we make sure that our progeny till the day of Qiyamah remain with this iman? They die with this iman and they are also resurrected with this iman. So that once, as we are gathered here today on the day of Jumu'ah, then in Jannah we can also be, all of us can be gathered together. Inshallah. So how? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions beautifully in the hadith, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَسْتَقَلِينَ. I am now leaving this world. But behind me, I am leaving behind two very, very heavy items. مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. That as long as you hold steadfast onto these two very, very heavy items, لَن تَضِلُّ أَبَدًا. Then you will never, ever go astray. The forces of the world will come to take and snatch your iman away. You will be drowning in fitna. In which another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the trials and tribulations will be such that like a necklace, if it is cut and the beads start to fall, or our tasbih, if the beads start to fall one after the other, there will be trials and tribulations, such trials and tribulations, and each trial and tribulation will be targeted at the Muslim to take away their iman. But as long as you hold steadfast onto these two very, very heavy things, لَن تَضِلُّ أَبَدًا, then you will never ever, these trials and tribulations will come, but you will always remain successful. You will overcome these trials, and you will overcome these tribulations. What are these two things? Kitabullah. Number one, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, وَسُنَّتِ. The way and the sunnah and the blessed ahadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life mentioned many virtues of different surahs of the Quran. So remember, number one, the whole Quran we need to hold steadfast to. But then there are certain surahs in this Quran which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us and encouraged us that hold steadfast unto these certain surahs. So the whole Quran as a whole, and then every now and then these certain surahs also have an extra special effect. And one of those surahs is Surah Al-Kahf. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention? He mentioned that whoever memorizes the first 10 virtues of the first 10 ayats of Surah Al-Kahf, then Usima min ad-Dajjal. Memorize the first 10 ayats of Surah Al-Kahf, and you will be protected from the greatest trial, the greatest fitna, the greatest tribulation that will ever come in this world. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, no greater trial, no greater fitna, no greater tribulation will affect any ummah which is greater than the fitna of Dajjal. And just by memorizing 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf, Usima min ad-Dajjal. And the ulama deduced from this that if Surah Kahf is so powerful, and not Surah Kahf as a whole, just the first 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf are so powerful that they can protect you from the greatest fitna, then every fitna which is going to be inferior to the greatest fitna, then it is hoped in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through this surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from every fitna and every trial and every tribulation. Number one. Second hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qara'a, whoever recites the last 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf, usima min ad-dajjal." Here he said, "Man hafidha, whoever memorizes the first 10 ayahs." Here he's saying, whoever reads the last 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf, even he will be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. So one is memorize. If you cannot memorize, at least read. Number two is read the last 10 surahs. If you cannot memorize, at least read the last 10 ayahs. Last 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf. Hadith number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that if you find Dajjal amongst you, yani you live in that era when Dajjal himself comes up, where the peak and the trials and the tribulations of Dajjal will hit its peak, then man adrakahu minkum falyaqra alayhi fawatiha surah al-kahf. That whoever amongst you finds him amongst you in your era, in your zamana, in your time, then he should recite the beginning verses of Surah Kahf, and this will protect you from Dajjal. Another Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man qara'a surah al-kahf. Here he say, who recites the entire surah Kahf, kanat lahu nuran ila yawm al-qiyamah. For him there will be such a light right till the day of Qiyamah. And if from his time, from the time we are living in, right till the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that this nur, this protection, will protect you from the darkness and from the trials and the tribulations of Dajjal. And then he mentions, min maqamihi ila Makkah. The power of this light, one is zamana. That from your time till the day of Qiyamah, one is makan. From your place right till the Baytullah, right till Makkatul Mukarrama, a light will shine. And everything in between, the fitna of Dajjal, will not be able to affect you. وَمَنْ قَرَأَ أَشْرَ آيَاتٍ مِّنْ آخِرَهَا. And again, whoever recites any from the last 10 ayahs, ثُمَّ خَرَجَ الدَّجَّالِ, and then Dajjal emerges, then لَمْ يَضُرَّهُ, then he will not be able to harm this person. And then he mentions in another hadith, that مَنْ حَفِظَ أَشْرَ آيَاتٍ مِّنَ الْكَهْفِ. Any 10 ayat, memorize any 10 ayat of Surah Kahf, usima min fitnati Dajjal, he will be safeguarded from the trials of Dajjal. وَمَنْ قَرَأَ الْكَهْفَ فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. And today is the day of Jumu'ah. And whoever recites the entire Surah Kahf on the day of Qiyamah, حُفِظَ مِنَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ, then you will be protected from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. وَإِذَا أَدْرَكَ الدَّجَّالِ لَمْ يَضُرَّهُ. And if Dajjal happens to emerge in your time, then he will not be able to harm you. وَجَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَوَجْهُهُ كَالْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. And on that day of Qiyamah, that light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us by reciting any 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf or the entire surah of Surah Al-Kahf, then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be resurrected and his face will be shining like the 14th night moon, like the full moon. So these were a few verses of Surah Kahf. Now very quickly, what lesson are you and I going to take from Surah Kahf? And I'm going to conclude 5 principles from Surah Kahf. There's no time, so very quickly, about 3 minutes, 5 principles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the story of the people of the cave, he leaves behind 5 principles that if you and I adopt, and these very 5 principles, if you reflect, we were holding steadfast to it very much in the month of Ramadan. Now all you and I need to do is hold steadfast to these 5 principles for the rest of our lives, after Ramadan, before Ramadan, so that from Ramadan to Ramadan, and every Ramadan to Ramadan, we are protected throughout our whole life. And also teach it to our family members at home, our wives and our children. 5 principles. Number 1. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَٰلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. Principle number 1. Remain steadfast upon remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let our tongues not be so accustomed to say, yes, I've achieved this. Yes, I've reached my destination. But let us start bringing these statements. Alhamdulillah, I've achieved. Alhamdulillah, I've reached. Alhamdulillah, I am well. MashaAllah, you did good. Let's bring back these dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The subhanallahs, the alhamdulillahs, the la ilaha illallah, the Allahu Akbar. Let us keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Principle number 1. Principle number 2. وَاتْلُوا مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدَهِ. That if you want to remain in the spiritual cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the Ashabul Kahf with a physical cave. You and I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us that if you want to remain protected in a spiritual cave, and if you want your spirituality, your iman to be protected, hold steadfast unto these 5 principles. Number 1, remain constant and consistent with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. The kitab, the Qur'an that we were so accustomed to reading in the month of Ramadan, let us carry on this tilawat for the rest of our lives. My My brothers, we were targeting one juz a day, two juz a day, three juz a day in the month of Ramadan. It shouldn't be that the day of Eid came and our Quran was left in the shelf, ready for next Ramadan. So we gather all the dust and then we'll dust it all out next Ramadan and then start again. No, my brothers, some tilawat every single day. One ayah is even sufficient. Our ulama say that even one ayah a day will have, they say vitamin, you take your multivitamins. Take one tablet a day. So this is our one tablet a day. Yeah? So one is dhikrullah, second is tilawat of the Quran. Principle number three. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Hold steadfast unto the company of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Just like in the month of Ramadan, we held steadfast to the company of the masjid, to the company of our imams, to the company of the bayans and the durus that were taking place in the month of Ramadan. My brothers, let us carry on this practice even after the month of Ramadan. Hold steadfast to the company of the masjid and the people of the masjid. Why? Because what do we do in the masjid? We are all making dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah, constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah. So hold steadfast to the masjid. Principle number four. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. That hold steadfast to good company and keep yourself and do not follow those people whom we have kept ghafil of our dhikr. Yani, let it not be that Ramadan is finished now, the TV opens. And our social media accounts are open now. And now video upon video, and we're following this one again, and that one again, and that celebrity, and this famous person, and that king, and this monarch, and this person, and everything we know about everyone. And we don't know nothing about our own Quran. We don't know nothing about our Sahaba. We don't know nothing about our pious predecessors. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Remain far away from the company of those whom we have left ghafil. Why? Because by adopting their company, you will become ghafil. So if you adopt good company, when we came into the masjid, we got tawfiq to do tilawat of the Quran. When we remained far away from the masjid, then we didn't get the tawfiq to read tilawat of the Quran. When we came into the masjid, we got the tawfiq to read salah. When we stayed far away from the masjid, we get no tawfiq to read salah. When we came into the masjid, we learned about our deen and we practiced upon our deen. When we stayed far away from the masjid and the mahol of the masjid, then our deen became secondary and the world took primary focus. First principle, zikrullah. Second principle, tilawat of the Quran. Third principle, the company of the pious and the company of the masjid. Fourth principle, stay away from evil company. Stay away from bad company. And bad company doesn't have to be physical company. We live in a digital age. Evil company is digital company. Stay away as far as possible from all social media. There is absolutely no benefit. وَإِثْمُهُمَا خَيْرٌ مِّن نَفْئِهِمَا. That's the principle of social media. That the sin attached to it is far, far greater than the benefit. And fifth principle. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And say the truth has come from your Rabb. Be proud to be a Muslim. Be proud to be a Muslim. Just as you are proud to be a Muslim in Ramadan. The masjid was full. We were not finding any space to read our salah. Then even after the month of Ramadan, be proud to show your Muslim identity. I am a Muslim in Ramadan, and not only restricted to the month of Ramadan. I am a Muslim in Ramadan. I am a Muslim after Ramadan. And I will, inshallah, through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remain a Muslim till the day I die. Wherever I be, whether I'm in the masjid, whether I'm outside the masjid, whether I'm at work, whether I'm at home, whether I'm in the shopping centers, whether I'm in the theme parks, wherever we're going, whether we're going to the park because the weather's so nice, wherever we are Muslim first, and then we are citizens of this country, and then we are a businessman, and then we are an accountant, then we are a doctor, then we are whatever profession we are in. But we are Muslim first. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say that the haqq has come from Allah. This Allah is haqq. Quran is haqq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haqq. And remain steadfast on this. remain steadfast on these five principles. And what will keep these five principles fresh in our mind? Then the next two ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Jahannam and Jannah. Keep yourself, remind yourself, and keep on reminding yourself that I have not been created for this world. Rather, that another world is coming. Another world is coming which is far better than this world and everlasting. This world is temporary. And that is an everlasting world. So as far as if you keep on reminding that my ultimate destination is Jannah insha'Allah, then this will spur you to keep steadfast on these five principles that were mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all grant me the tawfiq and then all my brothers and sisters the tawfiq to understand and practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Just a very brief announcement. Last Friday collection was 1,250. So last Friday jo collection hua tha, 1,250. Announcement. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله عز وجل قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حفظ 10 آيات من أول سورة الكهف عصم من الدجال وقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من قرأ 10 آيات من آخر سورة الكهف عصم من الدجال أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة الناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا عباد الله يقول الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أزواجه وذرياته خصوصا على أفضل الصحابة بالتحقيق أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر أقيموا صفوفكم. Kindly straighten the rows. Please fill in all the gaps. Please move forward and fill in any gaps in the stuff in front so that there is space for the brothers at the back. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Ensure our heels are in a straight line. Please move forward.
Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا سووا صفوفكم واعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله تعالى على